Chinese Media to Stupid U.S. Politicians, Just Shut Up. By Francis Martel on April 6, 2020. China's Global Times propaganda newspaper published a piece on Monday by an alleged Chinese professor repeatedly referring to critics of the Communist Party as stupid for noting that China provided fraudulent Wuhan coronavirus data to the world. Specifically, Wang Wen of China's Renmin University repeatedly insulted American politicians and elites, naming Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in particular, for questioning China's coronavirus case and death count. The Communist Party claims, at press time, 82,665 cases of Chinese coronavirus nationwide and only 3,335 deaths, more than 3,000 of which were identified in the Hubei province, where the virus originated. China admitted that for months, it did not count mild coronavirus cases in its official tally but did not define what constituted a mild case. Subsequent reports tallying the number of sets of remains handed out by Wuhan's funeral homes last week revealed that the death toll in that city alone may be 10 times higher than what China claims to be the national death toll. I think the medical community interpreted the Chinese data as that this was serious but smaller than anyone expected. Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House's Chinese Coronavirus Task Force said last week. Because I think probably we were missing a significant amount of the data. A report Bloomberg published last week cited anonymous health officials confirming the months of reports from outlets like Radio Free Asia, RFA, and the Epoch Times showing that Beijing had actively deflated coronavirus infection rates in its official statistics. Despite the mounting evidence against China, Wang incorrectly uses the famous James Carville phrase "it's the economy, stupid," to make the claim that the true threat to humanity is American political leaders holding China accountable for offering what increasingly appear to be faulty data on coronavirus in the country. I only want to wake up stupid U.S. politicians and media outlets that are still passing the buck and refusing to accept responsibility, and continuing to find fault with China, Wang wrote. It's the U.S. elites, stupid. The buck passers should stop trying to shift the public's focus and stop smearing China by suggesting it provided less than the most credible information and data. Is it even possible for China to deceive the U.S. and its vast intelligence gathering apparatus? Wang asked. Complaints about China are not helping the U.S. control the spread of COVID-19. Chinese coronavirus, which is the country's most urgent task. As only the Chinese Communist Party's bureaucratic arms have access to the medical data in the country, it is possible for China to provide less than credible data. Given that U.S. President Donald Trump has cooled his picking holes in China rhetoric and is defocusing on COVID-19 prevention, the U.S. media and some politicians and officials, especially U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, should be concentrating on how to get more aid from other countries, Wang concluded. If they can't do that, at the very least they could just shut up. Wang's column is far from the first time the Chinese regime has resorted to personal insults in response to criticism that it has grossly misled scientists trying to predict waves of coronavirus infections by offering incorrect data. Last week, Hua Chunying, a spokeswoman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, called anyone questioning China's data morally repulsive. My colleagues and I have been elaborating on all the details of China's response, which shows clearly that China has been giving open, transparent and timely updates to the world, Hua claimed. The comments by these few U.S. politicians are just shameless and morally repulsive. Hua also referred to critics of the Communist Party in the United States as habitual liars. China is also facing a growing scandal regarding its substandard medical equipment, which it sold to European nations desperate for more gear to fight the virus China allowed to infect the world. Countries like the United Kingdom and the Netherlands purchased millions of pieces of medical equipment later deemed to be useless. China responded to accusations of endangering health workers with its poorly manufactured items by blaming the countries that bought them. On Monday, the Communist Party's Xinhua News Agency published a column declaring that critics of the regime's actions regarding the pandemic were suffering from China bashing syndrome and were attempting to scapegoat someone else for their own failures. In a global race to save lives and control the coronavirus pandemic, some politicians and media outlets in the West seem to be headstrongly engaged in a China bashing competition, peddling one wicked theory after another since the outbreak, the column read. It seems that they choose to believe in anything but China's goodwill. The piece called condemnations of China's useless medical equipment preposterous and blamed European purchaser companies for buying the products, claiming Chinese manufacturers had labeled the clearly hygienic-looking masks for non-medical use. China's Ministry of Commerce also responded to the growing scandal surrounding China's apparently knowing sale of faulty medical equipment, insisting that reports merely noting the issue were not objective enough. There are multiple reasons that might have caused the Chinese-made medical supplies to be considered unqualified: different standards of quality between China and other countries, and user habits are different, Zhang Fan of the Ministry of Commerce said on Sunday. Zhang also claimed that European buyers simply did not know how to use Chinese equipment. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.